In 1975, shortly before his death, Martino also confessed his role to a reporter for Newsday, saying his primary job was as a courier. In the aftermath of the assassination, he said he helped spread stories designed to implicate Lee Harvey Oswald. According to Summers, he told a similar story to his business partner, Fred Clausen. In 2009, Liz Smith wrote a column that received surprisingly little attention. In it, she quotes from secret FBI files from the 1980s concerning an informant close to New Orleans godfather Carlos Marcello. Marcello was in prison at the time, serving a long sentence. The FBI reportedly placed an informant wearing a wire as his cellmate. One day in the prison yard, the informant questioned Marcello about the Kennedy assassination, prompting a Marcello tirade. "Yeah, I had the son of a bitch killed," Smith quotes Marcello as telling the informant. "I'm glad I did. I'm sorry I couldn't have done it myself." According to Smith, the FBI immediately suspected Marcello in the aftermath of November 22nd, interviewing 14 of his mob associates. None of those interviews, she writes, made it into the Warren Commission report. Why keep the light of justice from shining on the mob? Some conspiracy theorists see sinister motives on the part of FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. Others suggest Hoover might have been compromised because the mafia possessed evidence that Hoover was a homosexual, thus forcing him to protect the mobsters. In her 2009 column, Smith cites Lamar Waldron's 2005 book Ultimate Sacrifice, in which he claims the mob had knowledge of Kennedy's plan to stage a December 1st coup against Castro and could not risk having that information become public. James Files, whose real name is James Sutton, not only has confessed to involvement in the Kennedy assassination, but also claims to have been the shooter on the grassy knoll. Files, who is serving a long prison sentence on an unrelated charge, gave an interview in the 1990s for a TV documentary. According to Files, he was a driver for mobster Charles Nicoletti, an associate of Johnny Roselli. Files says he drove Nicoletti to Dallas the day before the assassination and, at the last minute, was recruited as a hitman to be stationed behind the picket fence on the grassy knoll. Files said Nicoletti and Roselli were stationed in buildings behind the president's motorcade. He was the only shooter in front using a specialized weapon called the Remington Fireball XP-100. When the shooting started, he said he watched events unfold through the scope of the rifle, waiting to see if one of the shots hit Kennedy in the head. "And when I got to the point where I thought it would be the last field of fire, I had zeroed in on the left side of the head there because if I waited any longer, Jacqueline Kennedy would have been in the line of fire and I had been instructed for nothing to happen to her," Files said. "At that moment, I figured this is my last chance for a shot, and he had still not been hit in the head. So as I fired that round, Mr. Nicoletti and I fired approximately at the same time, as the head started forward and then went backward. I would have to say his shell struck approximately 1/1000th of a second ahead of mine, maybe, because that's what started pushing the head forward and caused me to miss the left eye, and I came in on the left side of the temple." According to Files, Kennedy was hit in the head twice. The first shot from the rear blew out the right side of his skull. The second shot from the front entered JFK's right, Files' left, temple, and blew brain matter across the trunk of the car and splattered the motorcycle officers trailing the left rear of the presidential limousine. Other researchers analyzing this Zapruder film have speculated that Kennedy was hit twice, almost simultaneously, in the head. However, that doesn't necessarily mean James Files fired one of those shots. While many people accept Files' confession, there is no information in it that is new and that would only be known to someone taking part in the crime. It also seems odd that Nicoletti and Roselli would have been assassins for this extremely high-profile job. It seems even odder that the mobster's driver would have been added to the hit team at the last minute, almost as an afterthought. Other researchers have produced evidence they say severely undermines Files' account. Researcher Edward J. Epstein said he obtained telephone records showing Files was in Chicago, not Dallas, on November 22, 1963. And the fact remains that if Kennedy were killed as the result of a powerful conspiracy, the conspirators would likely have spared no expense to obtain the best and most qualified assassins available in the world. Too much was at stake to do otherwise.